Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground.
Hey, who just got on the call?
After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound.
Who's on the phone? Who's this? This is Chris Idell. Who just got on?
Hi, Chris. It's Zen.
Okay, cool. Thanks, buddy. Just making sure everybody's all ready to go here. Mute. All right. Who just got on the call? This is Chris from Herbert M Radio. Who's on the phone?
This is J-Rock, the owner of the Cleveland Saints.
Okay, thanks, Jay. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
We should be starting up in real quick. We're waiting for the Capitals to join us. So.
Okay. All right, no problem.
And that's done.
Kobe Brown.
Okay. All right, we're going to be starting up here. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 2015 American Indoor Football Draft. I'm Chris Idell, live from Herbert M Studios in beautiful Bel Air, Maryland. So hopefully everybody's enjoying their winter with all the snow that we're having. So we are getting set to do the first pick coming up. The first pick is, let's get Will on the phone here of the Panthers up there in Reading. Will, how are you doing? How's everything up there in Reading? You guys had training camp, right?
Yeah, we just did three practices in 4 days this weekend. Saturday we had a couple inches of snow, so we ended up canceling. But, everything went really well this weekend.
Okay, folks, here's how we're going to do the draft tonight. Is everybody will have 2 minutes, okay? 2 minutes to do their pick, and we get out of here. So we can get on with our lives. That's pretty much what we're so we don't stay on the phone all evening. Okay, so here's the draft order. For the folks who just logged into us on Blog Talk Radio, the Panthers have the first pick. Then the Maryland Eagles have the second pick. Then the York Capitals have the third pick of this evening. Let's see if we're still waiting for the Capitals to join us. And then Chicago Blitz will be on the we'll have the fourth pick. The Atlanta Sharks will have the fifth pick. The Saginaw Sting will have the sixth pick. Cleveland has the 7th, Buffalo will have the 8th, and Savannah Steam will have the 9th. And then we'll go to the second round. Savannah will pick first in the second round. Okay, anybody who's at the end, we'll just rotate around so we get everything all taken care of. So, Will, you have basically 2 minutes to make your pick. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right? I'm going to put you on mute, and I'll come right back to you in 2 minutes, okay?
Gotcha.
Waiting for Will to do the first pick of the American Indoor Football Draft. If you just logged on to herbfm.com, scroll down to the Blog Talk Radio portion. You'll see the little widget there, and you'll be ready to roll this evening. So waiting on next in right after the Panthers is going to be the Maryland Eagles. And then hopefully the York Capitals will join us at, sooner or later with the third pick. So we're going to give, the clock is still ticking on the Panthers right now. So folks, thanks for tuning us in here on Herbert M Radio. But this is going to be the place that you're going to hear all the games this year in 2015 here on Blog Talk Radio. Herbert M is powered by Herbert M Radio. So we're going to get ourselves ready for that as well. So we will get ourselves, so I think Will is ready with his first pick here. Let's go back down to Will here. All right, Will, are you ready for your first pick?
Yeah, we are ready. With the first pick in the draft, we're going to select defensive back Gerard Stewart from Widener University.
Okay. And talk about that choice. What did you see during the selection of that, and how did you come up with that pick?
Well, I kind of, you know, I actually worked at Widener this past fall, so I've gotten a chance to really watch Gerard develop over the last 8 months. He's come a long way, and, you know, I really think that his progression is going to be very rapid in the indoor game. Very physical defensive back. Highly skilled, very smart kid, and you know, he works his tail off.
Okay, so we're trying to get ourselves acclimated here. Yeah, so bear with us here. We're getting text messages galore here. Okay, so we're gonna go to the league office with Dan, who's on the line, and we'll before we get to the Maryland the Eagles with their second pick.
Hello, I'm Dan.
Hi, Dan. How you doing, Dan? Welcome to the draft. So, talk about what are you getting involved with the league, and what's your title?
I am going to be the director of statistics this year, so I will be the guy pushing all the buttons on the back end to make the stats work on the site, compiling the stats, be in charge of the stat crews. The stat procedures, anything related to stats, that's what I'm going to be doing. I also will be working with the website and making sure that the content works and doing the designs for the team sites and a lot of busy work for me that occurs in the off season.
And are you keeping track of who we are picking this evening?
I can try. I'm working on getting onto the website right now so I can actually see the draft board.
Okay. Folks, if you just logged into us, let's give everybody a recap. The Panthers just picked a player from Widener University. I forget his name. I'm doing everything here tonight. now the Eagles have the second pick, and then the York Capitals, who are supposed to be on the call sooner or later here, I think John is on the call. We're going to wait for the Capitals to get on board, then the Chicago Blitz, then the Atlanta Sharks at number 5, Saginaw at number 6, Cleveland 7, Buffalo 8, and Saginaw, the Savannah Steam 9. And then so let's go to the Eagles here and bring in Coach Steffel, and we'll put Dan back on hold here. Big man, how you doing? You ready for your pick? Your second pick of the draft?
Sure. Okay. With the second pick, the Maryland Eagles select Jalen Bailey, defensive back, Georgetown College.
Okay. And talk about that pick. How did you think that will help your team grow this year?
Looking at some of the statistics and some of the film from the game, I think he's a physical DB, and, you know, in an indoor game, you need a physical DB to be able to slow down the motion. So I'm pretty sure that he can help us a lot in that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to get ourselves ready. We're trying to get the – thanks for that pick there, Matt. And I'm trying to get a hold of the Capitals, who are on the next one o'clock here. We'll put them on the mute here. So the York Capitals are on the clock, but we haven't seen them log in yet. So, on the call. So if the Capitals don't, you know, log in here, we will switch and we'll just move everybody down to 4th. So, first we'll bring in the commissioner of the American Indoor Football League, Mr. John Morris.
How you doing,
Mr.
Chris?
Morris, how you doing? How's everything this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm excited about this, our second annual draft here. I know that York is not on. What I would suggest is that we move them down to the 9th pick.
Okay.
And move everybody up. Is Mr. Dennis Wilson on with us?
No, Dennis is not even on yet.
I haven't seen
okay.
them.
Okay. 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 Fine. And so Redding, the Panthers have had their pick, and then Coach Steeples had his pick, right, with the Eagles.
Right. Yeah. Now Chicago will be on the clock, so we'll get to Chicago and we'll get back to you. If there's any developments with York, let us know. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Just keep me open. No. Don't. Just keep me off mute. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. That works. All righty. So let's thanks to Commissioner Nair. Now Chicago is on the clock. Vince, you're on the clock because we're waiting for the Capitals, but we're going to move everybody up one. So you get the third pick. What are you guys are looking for in your development for your team this year?
You know, we're just looking for quality players that we think that can come in and make an impact right away.
Okay. So do you need time to pick, or do you got your first pick?
No,
your
I'm
first
good.
Pick ready to go. Okay, go right
I'm
ahead.
I'm ready to go. We're going to select Jared Higgins, wide receiver out of Florida State.
Ooh. Ah, former Seminole. I think I saw him last year at the ACC football championship game down there in Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
So talk about how did you discover him and how you think he's going to be. Is he in your local area?
No, he's not. He's actually down in Florida right now, but I think Jared's a guy that with his size, he can make a good wide receiver right away. And, you know, he's got a lot of talent. He's just been kind of unlucky with injuries. So if he could stay healthy, I think he could make an impact right off the bat for anybody.
Yeah, and it's pretty interesting. When I was talking to Dennis Wilson the other day, he said his name, and I was like, wait a minute, that guy sounds familiar because I'm a big Seminole nut job because I love the Seminoles since I was a kid. So I started researching about him. I was like, wow, he would have been on the team this year, and he would have been Winston's favorite target pretty much.
I think the opportunity to get a guy like that who has gone through, even though he hasn't been able to stay on the field with injuries, to go through that kind of coaching is pretty valuable to any organization.
Mm-hmm. Cool. We'll come on back to you for the second round. Next is the Atlanta Sharks. So thanks, Vince. Thanks for that pick. Now, folks, if you just recapped, Vince has picked a kid from Florida State University, so that's pretty good here on Urban Fan Radio because we love the Noles. So let's bring in Coach James of the Atlanta Sharks. Now we'll have the fourth pick because of the Capitals, or we're trying to get a hold of the Capitals here to get on the call. So, Coach James, how's everything down there in beautiful Atlanta? Are you guys warm or are you guys still cold?
No, we're actually still cold. Actually, the weather, the cold front's moving in here now. Actually, it's been cold for the last couple of days. You know, we kicked off training camp last night indoors, and the plan was to go ahead and get it crossed the last couple of days, but now we got a snowstorm and everything coming in here up until Thursday.
Oh, wow.
So
we just want spring. Spring. Get some spring there. The spring needs to come sometime soon.
Well, we thought it was. You know, we thought we there, but that's all right. That we still had great practice last night, and we get to work in. But, Coach O, I want you to know I'm really upset with you because that was actually like my fourth pick. I don't know why you stole my guy, but that's okay because I'm going to match you, man for man. I picked the Atlanta Sharks select Trevon Chapman from Campbellsville University. He was actually on the same roster. He was on my team, and he played with Jared. And he matched him catch for catch, number for number. So I just feel like this is a big receiver, great wingspan, great motor, and great heart. And we select Trevon Chapman with the fourth pick of this draft.
Yeah, and you actually saw him play in explain to folks who just logged on to Blog Talk Radio here on Herb FM Radio, powered by Herb FM Radio. Talk about you actually saw this guy play firsthand this past January or down there in Mississippi.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was blessed enough to be back, and I was allowed to coach some of these cats, you know, some of these guys, and on both sides of the ball. With Chapman, it's kind of awkward because my son, my youngest son, actually started his wrestling and football career at Campbellville University. And I've had a number of guys, Jeremiah Fennell, David Coffey. I've had a number of guys out of Campbellville. So I was kind of privy to Campbellville and the type of talent they had a lot, like 4 years ago. So I think come in here and make a big impact.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get back to you for your second pick in a little bit. So we're going to send it off to Saginaw, Michigan, and see who they're going to be picking. So stand tight there, okay?
All right.
All right, we're going to go to Saginaw, Michigan. And the only thing I knew about Saginaw, Michigan, when I was a kid, the professional bowler store had the Touring Players Championship there in Saginaw, Michigan, back in 1985. So I guess everything's been growing since then, right?
Yeah, bowling's still very popular up here. The Saginaw Valley State University, right down the street from our home arena, the Bell Event Center, is a nationally recognized bowling team. So
both-time girls. The only thing I remember from Saginaw when I was a little kid, you know, NBC Sports did the fall tour, and David Houston was bowling against Mark Baker in the Touring Players Championship, and I guess they used to make that as the place where everybody goes to. And I was like, oh, okay. And then when I heard that you guys are coming on board, I was like, that's the only thing I know from Saginaw. Yeah.
Well,
the Pro Bowlers.
I can tell you that three championship banners hang in the Dow Event Center for Indoor Football. So it's no one. So there's a little background on the Saginaw Stinger as well. Saginaw Stinger going
right,
to Kerry Johnson.
Go ahead.
We're going to select to Kerry Johnson. Linebacker from Concordia University right here in the down by the big house in Ann Arbor.
Okay, cool. So talk about him. How did you go out and see him on film, or how did you discover him to help out you guys?
We have seen some film on him. You know, he's a local guy at the linebacker position. We've got a lot of great depth there, but there's some chances that some guys may be moving on to the Canadian Football League. In any event, we were to lose somebody at that position. We wanted a caliber athlete that could step in and fill the void.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to get back to you shortly for the second round. So we're going to go on to the place called Cleveland, where the where Baron James and the Cavaliers roam, and also where the Indians play. So we're going to go join the folks there. So stay tight there, okay? All right. I think that's Rob from Saginaw, and we'll go to, where is Cleveland? Where is Cleveland? Cleveland's on the clock. I think that's what you're probably going to hear in May when the NFL does the picking in Chicago, Cleveland on the clock. Cleveland's first pick here in the first round of the American Indoor Football. So what are you guys looking for there in Cleveland, Coach Mr. Allen?
Wow, you know, we're trying to fill – you know, a couple of positions right now. You know, I know one position that you can never have too many of, and that's offensive linemen and defensive linemen. So that's something that, you know, my staff and myself were conferring about was to, you know, go first with an offensive lineman or defensive lineman, and we know who we want for our first pick.
Okay. If you want to go ahead and do your first pick, go right ahead.
Okay. The Cleveland Saints, first pick, we will take Kyle Bates, offensive tackle, offensive guard from Hiram College.
Okay. That sounds like a good pick there. So talk about why did you choose that player, and how's that going to help your team in the 2015 season?
Well, you know, and any good lineman, you look at technique and you know, you look at their feet and their hands, and if they have good feet, good hand, and they have and they can move, you know, it makes a pretty good lineman to have on your roster and on your team. He has really good wingspan. He's 6'3", 316, and he moves really well to be so big, and has huge hands as well. So those are always good things, and you know, I look forward to having this kid be a part of our organization, big time.
Okay, cool. That's excellent. Well, please hang tight. We'll come back to you for the second round shortly. So please hang tight.
All right, thank you.
All right. Next on the block is a place where it's a familiar place where the Bills will have some competition this year with the Buffalo Lightning. So let's bring in Zen out there in beautiful Buffalo, New York. Zen, are you still undercover with a lot of snow? Or are you building an igloo? Are you okay up there in Buffalo?
We got a tunnel, a couple tunnels built through the 9 feet of snow that's up here.
Oh wow. Jeez. So we talked a couple weeks ago. So do you have your first pick in?
With the seventh pick in the draft, the Buffalo Lightning select Lamar Johnson, quarterback, Morrisville State University.
Okay, cool. And talk about the reason why you picked how that person come about. You know, why did you pick that gentleman to help you out with your team?
Well, he's a prototypical indoor quarterback, quick release, stays in the pocket, gets rid of the football quickly.
Okay. Cool.
We feel that like he could come here and compete with the other guys. We got a couple guys in here with experience playing indoor, and we feel like Lamar can come here and compete for the job as well. Hello?
Okay, if everybody is still there, thanks for tuning us in here. We had a little connection there. I don't know what happened there, but we got Savannah Steam will be on the call right now. So we got Savannah, Coach Bobby, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, are you ready to make your pick here, the eighth pick in the draft?
Yes, sir. Savannah Steam will take Cordrick Mobley, Sylvan State.
Okay. I can't do it. Okay, so talk about the reason why you picked that gentleman.
I was down there helping Coach James over to coach these guys, and I kind of grew a bond with a bunch of them. And too bad we can't get them all, though, but a few of these guys I really got close to, and I think he's got a lot of aggression, and I think that's what's one thing that we need.
Okay. Cool. So thanks for joining us, and we'll put you back on and mute, and we'll grab you with your second round. So we're going to try to get a hold of let's see who's on the call here, who just joined us. Hello, who's on? Is this the York Capitals on the phone? Hello? Anybody there? Nobody's there. Let's see. Hello, this is Herb FM Radio. Is this the York Capitals on the phone?
No, it's the Buffalo Lightning. I got disconnected.
Okay, yeah, I got disconnected too. Okay, I got you back on. So, sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. It's probably a hiccup or whatever. I don't know what's going on here.
It just went silent.
Yeah, mine did too. So, all right. We're still waiting for the folks from from the York Capitals. Let's bring in John Morris here on the phone. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy. Sounds like
we got a little glitch there. Yeah, we got a little glitch, but I'm back on. What are we going to do with the Capitals who are not calling in? So what are we going to, how are we going to get
them? We're going to eliminate them from this draft. We have no choice. And we'll allow all the teams to go ahead and select X. And I guess we'll go with that. You still have Savannah, right?
Savannah just picked.
Still have pick. Okay.
Yeah,
and then we'll
picked,
go back
so.
To we'll, okay. Okay, well, then we'll go back to Savannah for the number one pick, since they were last on the first. We'll go back to them with the first pick on the second draft, okay?
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we'll grab you if we need you. Okay. Stay on the line. All right. Let's go back to Santa to the folks down there in beautiful Savannah. Steam with the second pick. So, Bobby, you get the second pick because we had to eliminate the York Capitals from the draft because they are not picking up the phone. So, so go ahead with your second pick.
Sound like we're the only team that don't have the snow. Okay.
Yeah. Or little critters. You know, that's what happened on mine. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. For our Savannah Steam second pick would be Troy Griffin, Southwestern Assemblies.
Okay. You saw him. Did you see him play down there in Mississippi, and what did you like about the guy?
Yes, sir. He was on my team, too. He's like a powerhouse. I mean, you give him the ball, and he's gonna make his own gap.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Hopefully he can bring that to the team.
Yeah. Well, hang tight, and we'll get back to you for your third pick, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's go back to Buffalo. Buffalo will have their second pick because we're just going backwards. So Buffalo, you're on the clock again for your second pick of the draft. We're doing three rounds tonight, folks, here on Herb FM Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. So go ahead.
With the second round of the draft, the Buffalo Lightning select Jerry Johnson, center, Lincoln University in Missouri.
All right. So talk about the reason why did you pick him? What did you see on, stats, film, and all that stuff?
Well, watching film on some of these guys, especially Jerry, he's great hands, uses his hands well, can move really well, control the inside rush. We picked him probably because of that reason. You know, he can control any Mac linebacker, I feel, you know, being 6'2", 300 pounds, he's big enough to control the inside pass rush and also, you know, help in the run game. You know, maybe if you're going to pull him or trap him, that's why we selected him.
Cool. All right, so hang tight for your last pick in the third round, your final pick of the evening, okay? Hang tight, okay? That is Zen from Buffalo. So now let's go back to Mr. Allen in beautiful Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. Mr. Allen, you have your second pick. Are you ready to pick your second pick in the 2015 draft?
Yes, we do. And I'm going to let my GM, Bill Sloboda, make this pick. Hold on.
All right, go ahead.
Now, we're going to take a local young man. Who are we taking? I'm sorry. We're taking Kyle Hirth, linebacker,
okay,
defensive end from Harrison, Ohio. He's got the size, he's got the speed, and we're looking to fill some spots on defense. So we're hoping he's a good quick fit and a quick study, and he can take us places.
All right. That's a great pick. Some local flavor there in the beautiful you guys are in the suburbs of Cleveland, right?
Yeah, we're in Cleveland. We're right in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, cool, awesome. So we'll come back to you for the your third and final pick in shortly. So hang tight, okay? All right. So let's go back to Saginaw, Michigan, where they have three banners in their. Hopefully, they'll get four this year if they could win the American Indoor Football Championship. So let's bring them back in. So. Saginaw, you're back on the clock. Who are you going to be picking for your second pick?
In the second round, Saginaw Sting select Cody Burrish, linebacker defensive end from Wabash College in Indiana. He's actually from Holland, Michigan, which is just
okay,
a stone's throw down the highway from us. 6'1", 217, had over 250 tackles in his college career. 62 of those for loss, so that comes up big, especially in the indoor game. Anytime you can tackle someone for a loss, you're certainly ahead. So, again, going
cool.
with the same strategy from a linebacker perspective to bulk up once our starting linebackers make their way to the Canadian Football League.
Yeah. So hold on a sec. Thanks for that pick. We'll get back to you shortly. We'll see who just got jumped on the line here. Who is just joining us here on Herb FM Radio? Hello? Who's the caller? Are you there? Hello? There's nobody there. Anyway, let's get back to the draft. This is fun. I feel like commissioner of the NFL football right here. Anyway, let's get back to the draft here. We Saginaw just picked. Now the Atlanta Sharks will pick here. Coach James, you ready for your second pick?
Yeah, I'm getting ready. Actually, the Atlanta Sharks with the second pick of the AIF draft select linebacker Noah Stokes from the University of Miami.
Oh, a cane. You brought a cane into the suburbs. Cool. Well, talk about that gentleman. How did you discover him, and what did you see on film? Because I know my brother's a big Hurricanes fan, so we probably saw him this year playing down there in Miami.
He's really a team guy, hard worker. You know, you really don't ask for more of a team player and a kid that just comes to work and brings his lunch pail every day. At the end of the day, actually, we played against him. But that's part of what it was. The kid's got a great motor, but more importantly, he's all about team. And that's what we need here. That's what we're looking for here, and that's what you got to do. Just come to work, and it's got to be about everybody. And this kid here, that's what he brings.
That's fantastic. Great pick. A Miami Hurricane going to the Atlantic Sharks. So I guess you want to call Al Golden and pick his brain.
You're late. You're already
so,
late.
Anyway,
you know how I'm asleep, bro.
Sleep. Hey, I have to deal with three. I have two brothers. One's a Gator fan, one's a Hurricane fan, and I'm a Seminole fan. So I got to deal with it every day. So.
Good job.
We'll get back to you for your third and final pick shortly, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, cool. All right, let's get back to the draft here. A Miami Hurricane going to Atlanta. That's fantastic. So let's go to Vince in Chicago. So, Vince, are you picking any former Chicago area colleges that keep the theme going here?
No, we're actually going to go a different direction. But before that, I just wanted to ask, who did Zen take with his first pick from Buffalo? So when the phone cut out, I couldn't hear who he picked.
Yeah, I'll get him to recap his pick at the end. You know, when he does the last one, okay?
I just want to make sure this wasn't who he picked, but I'm going to take center out of University of Encarte Ward.
Okay, let me bring him on the phone here. Hey, Zen, who did you pick in the first round for you guys?
Lamar Johnson, quarterback, Morrisville State University.
Okay. All right, there we go. There we go. That's the greatest thing about computers.
Then, I'm gonna go ahead and take Devin Threat, center out of University in Carte.
Okay. And talk about him. How is that going to help your team grow this year? You know, I know everybody needs a center.
You know, indoor game, a lot of, you know, blitzing linebackers and just great pass rushes in this league. And I think he's a guy that he runs a 5.2 40, and he's got elite level strength. So he's a guy that can get to the outside to help on a pull, or he can also just, he's fast enough to get the speed rushers and strong enough to hold up against the blitzing linebackers and bull rushing linemen. So we think he's a guy that can make an impact.
Oh, cool. Excellent. Well, we'll get back to you for your third and final pick shortly, okay?
Okay.
So let's bring in Dan real quick from the league office and see if he's still alive. Dan, are you still alive? You okay?
Yeah. I have survived all the phone disconnection.
Yeah. That's what you get for live radio. You just have to make it, make it go and get it rolling. So, So what's your take having two D1 players from a very good schools like Florida State and Miami coming into this league?
I think that's pretty awesome. That'll be really good for us this year to have some good quality talent. And I've worked with some of the guys in Saginaw in Chicago with the previous league I was in, and that's gonna really help the quality of the league. Those guys are pretty good in Saginaw. They're gonna be a tough team, and getting some D1 players is gonna be really good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll bring you back at the end. Okay. So hang tight. Okay.
All right.
No problem. So our next pick coming up is the Maryland Eagles, who used to be called the Washington Eagles. And I know Coach Steffel is still looking for his first American indoor football win. Did you win one last year up in York, Coach?
Yeah, we won a couple up there.
Okay, cool. I'm glad you got off the snide. You know, because I was just thinking
I was off the snide the year before with the Reapers. So, you know, we'll be all right.
Yeah. So, okay, so the Maryland Eagles, who do you pick in the second round?
We're going to take Joshua Stalls, O-line, Virginia Union University.
Okay, cool. Right out of the CIAA, where you probably saw him probably in person when he played against Bowie State, or did you see film?
I saw some film. Pretty much, you know, you always can't go wrong with a good offensive lineman. That's where this game is built, that if the front protect and you get the pass rush on, you can do a lot of things in this league.
And people don't realize, were you an offensive lineman?
Actually, I played both ways. I was a center and nose tackle.
Okay. See? That's it. So you bring I know everything that you – that's great. So we'll get you back for the third and final pick shortly.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Cool. So Virginia Union. So that's a good one, folks, in the CIAA. Let's bring in Bill and Will show. Bill with the second and final pick of the second round from the Panthers. So, Bill, thanks for staying on the line. I know you're sitting there listening to all these wonderful picks. What's your take having a couple of D1 players in this league?
Thing to draft them. It's another thing to get them to play. A lot of these guys still have to graduate May. So, you know, I mean, if they graduate in December, it's going to be one hell of a pick. But if you don't have them till May, I mean, it's going to give you a playoff push, that's for sure. But, you know, there's a chance they don't even play.
So who are you picking your second pick of the second round?
We are going to select Tyler Glover, defensive end linebacker from Widener University.
Okay. Another Widener University player. And I know you worked with Widener this year. What was your role in that on that wonderful, that good team there played there at Widener?
I was the assistant recruiting coordinator, but throughout training camp, summer camp, they had me doing player evaluations. So I was doing scouting breakdowns on literally every player on the team.
Cool. Well, you're going to be picking your third pick right now because we're going to start with you because we're going to go backwards. Okay, we started off with you as the number one pick, went all the way towards the end with Savannah picking their Savannah Steen picking theirs, and then Savannah Steen, you know, took their second pick, and now you're the end of the second round. So start the third round. So who did you pick on your third round?
For our last pick in the AIF draft, we're going to select defensive end Zach Greenwald from Kutztown University.
Okay, and that's closer to where you guys in Reading, Pennsylvania, right?
It's about 15-20 minutes away. Our head coach is actually Kutztown Hall of Fame, so we just feel like it's a really good pick.
Cool, that's awesome. That brings in some local flavor there. That's good to get some people to come to that beautiful arena up there in York in Reading, Pennsylvania, where the Royals play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Well, we'll get you back on at the end, and you can recap your picks. So if anybody just logged in, you know, if you want to do it now, you can recap. Who did you recap your picks? So if anybody just logged into us here on Blog Talk Radio and missed what the Panthers had just picked, go ahead.
First overall pick, we selected defensive back Gerard Stewart from Widener University. Second pick, we selected Tyler Glover, defensive end linebacker from Widener University. And with our third and final pick, we selected Zach Greenwald, defensive end from Kutztown University.
Awesome. Well, Will, thanks for joining us, and we'll thanks for joining us tonight, and we'll hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Not a problem, Chris. Thank you for having me on.
All right, man. All right, next pick is coming back up is the Maryland Eagles, and Coach Steffel will be right back on the phone here. All right, Coach, ready for your third and final pick?
Yes. With the third pick, the Maryland Eagles select Charles Davis, defensive back, Virginia Union University.
All right, cool. So you got two guys from Virginia Union, and I saw those guys probably play a couple years ago when I covered Bowie State, so that's a very good school down there in Richmond, Virginia. I think they're in Richmond. Are they in Richmond? Or Petersburg? I don't know where they are. I know they're located somewhere in the state of Pennsylvania, Virginia. Yeah. So, all right, cool. So recap your three picks. So whoever, you know, just logged in and may missed you, go ahead. Recap your three picks this evening.
We picked Jalen Bailey, Joshua Stalls, and Charles Davis.
Okay. Well, Coach, thank you for joining us this evening, and I'll keep in touch with you, and we'll get ourselves ready for the great 2015 season.
No problem. Looking forward to it.
All right, cool. All right. Let's get on the – let's move on the call here. We're going to go back to Chicago. Chicago. You know, I have never – Vince, I have never been to Chicago. I would love to go.
Oh, you should. It's a great place.
Wrigley Field, you know. My brothers want to go to see Wrigley Field. I said, we should go when the Mets and Cubs play, because that used to be a good rivalry. Now, back in the old days,
Everybody should come check out at least once.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So, okay, who is your third and final choice for this draft?
All right, with our third round pick, Chicago Blitz selects Drew Gibson, offensive tackle out of Southern Oregon University.
Okay. So, talk about him. How did you, decide to pick him from Southern Oregon? How did you find out about him?
When I was going through film, you know, I came across some few guys I liked. He stood out with the, with not only footwork, but I think he's got fast enough hands to make the move from outdoor to indoor. He's got quick feet and strong hands can make for a pretty good combination there for offensive line.
Cool. All right, recap the Blitz's three picks this evening. So whoever just logged into us and missed your first two, go ahead and recap your three picks.
All right, in the first round, we selected Jared Hagans, wide receiver out of Florida State University. In the second round, we selected Devin Threat, center out of University of Encarte. And with our third round selection, we took Drew Gibson, offensive tackle out of Southern Oregon.
Well, it sounds like you got a good three players there, and even that Florida State guy sounds pretty good as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, very happy.
Cool. Well, Vince, thank you very much, and we'll keep in touch with you, and hopefully we'll get some of your guys' games on Herb FM Radio here on Blog Talk Radio.
Look forward to it. Thanks for having us.
All right. So let's get back to the, let's go down to the Sharks there in Atlanta with Coach James, who just, last pick, he just picked a kid from the University of Miami, the U. So Marcus, you ready for your third and final pick?
Absolutely. With the third and final pick, the Atlanta Sharks select Cameron Carter, nose guard, D tackle, Bluefield College.
Okay, Bluefield College. Where is Bluefield College?
Up in Virginia, West Virginia, actually. Right up in West
Virginia. Okay. Cool. And talk about how did you, I know you probably coached him. Did he play in the game down there in Mississippi?
He did, but he actually played on the other side of the ball. I actually passed on the kid. I was like, no, take him. It didn't really matter. But you got to always have a run stopper. I mean, football is football. At the end of the day, you get that speed on your head. But if you can't do it, if I can take away one A-gap, I'm good. And this kid seems to be good at that. And he's out of Tennessee, so that makes it a lot more doable. But I just like the kid's motor. I like what he does. He's hungry. He's coachable. But more importantly, I'm a big fan of playing grown man ball at this level, and I love the kid's maturity level. So I know he's going to come to work and bring it.
He's gonna bring it. He's gonna bring his A game, like just like the ACC.
He's gonna bring his lunch pail. And you know, I'm with Coach Bill up in Philadelphia. You know, we do our research here too. So we know what it is.
Your pick. Yeah, recap your picks so if people just logged in to miss it. Go ahead.
First pick, the Atlanta Sharks selected Trevon Chapman, University of Campbellsville, who, like I said again, I'm super impressed by this kid, man. He just wants to soak up knowledge, but he comes to work, and the kid's a hard worker. I was blessed enough to have he and Jared on both sides of the receiving corps for me. Second pick was the linebacker Noah Stokes out of University of Miami, and he's a team player, kid that whatever it takes to win, he's willing to do it. And with Mr. Carter, I noticed, like I said, while running game and whatever we had going on, that nose guard made a big difference. And I just like the kid. I like the kid's attitude. Because for us, it's all about character for me. I mean, we can, you know, talent is cool. We're an indoor ball. So we need kids that just not going to come in and do a lot of complaining and just come to work and understand why they're there.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. I appreciate it, and stay warm down there in Atlanta. Hopefully, we'll get ready for some spring football sooner or later.
Sounds like a plan. Appreciate you having us.
All right, that's Coach James from Atlanta with his picks. Now let's go to Saginaw, Michigan. Yeah, this is their third and final pick. So, are you ready to go? Your third and final pick there, out there in Saginaw, ready to go?
I am slightly. I'm going to take closer to my 2 minutes, though. I'm waiting for a phone call back.
Okay, cool. All right, I'll put you on mute, and I'll play some wonderful, great music here. Okay, hold on a second here. We'll put some on mute. We'll get back to some music here. You'll hear right now coming up on the station here. Let's see who's moving back. Going to hear Waylon Jennings, me and Paul right now waiting for Saginaw with the third and final pick. So last year we broadcast the American Indoor Football Games with the championship game down there in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and it was a classic game between Baltimore and the Cape Fear Heroes, who are no longer with us in this league. Yeah, both teams are off to doing other things, so that was exciting. We hope to have more exciting games coming up this year, so hopefully you guys will stick around. So folks, also a program reminder, if you want to listen to us on Herb FM Radio on Live 365 on Saturdays at 3, we got the Frat House Sports Show with the folks there in Philadelphia, the gang, with their spin on sports with a Philadelphia twist. Every Saturday afternoon at 3, right here on Herb FM Radio. And then also, if you want to listen to some great college basketball interviews for coaches, we have a college basketball, a college basketball report. And speaking of college basketball, the University of Maryland just beat Wisconsin by a score of 59-53, and there goes the kids stumbling to the court. So let's get back to Saginaw here. Thank you, Waylon, for very good music there. All right, you ready for your third and final pick, or do you need more time?
With our third and final pick, we're going to take Austin Osbury from Evangel University out of Missouri.
Okay.
He's a 6'5", 42 tackle. When you're looking at this draft, you go big or go home. And obviously at 6'5", 342, it doesn't get any bigger in this draft than him.
Wow. And recap your draft, your first two picks. So if people just logged in and just missed you, recap your whole picks for this evening.
Sure. Our three picks included Takari Johnson, a linebacker out of Concordia University in Arbor, and Cody Burrish, a linebacker out of Wabash College in Indiana. And then we just picked Austin Osbury, offensive tackle out of Evangel.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us here. And I appreciate it, and we'll keep in touch with you.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right, we're back. Now let's get to Cleveland with their third and final pick. Coach, Mr. Allen, you ready to go with your third and final pick?
Yes, we are. And I'm going to let our new head coach, Marcus McIntosh, make this last pick. Hold on.
All right, go ahead.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Cool. Doing great. Go ahead.
We're going to go with Lloyd Henry, wide receiver. He's also a local boy here from Garfield Heights. He attended Finley College. Reason for me picking this pick, good height, 5'11", nice weight, 180 pounds, great hands, good speed. Kia runs nice routes, and he also holds the career touchdown record at Finley. So I definitely feel this young man will be a great addition to our team, and I'm expecting to see great things from this young man. So, you know, that's going to be our third and final pick, and can't wait to get him into camp and, you know, see what he puts out.
Recap your first two picks. Do you know the first two, or you want to bring Mr. Allen in?
Our first two picks was Cal Bates, offensive lineman. He attended Hiram College. Our second pick, Kyle Hurst, linebacker, DN, and he attended Lake Erie College. Two more local guys that are from around the area.
Cool. Well, Mr. Allen, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We'll keep in touch with you, and we'll get everything on, and hopefully we'll get some of your games on our Blog Talk station.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Cool. All right. That's Cleveland's done. Now let's go to Buffalo. Zen, are you still there, Zen? Are you ready for your third and final pick?
Yes, sir. With the Buffalo Lightning's final pick, we select wide receiver Isaiah Young from Alfred State University.
Okay, so where's that located?
Alfred State is up near Rochester, New York. It's about an hour and a half drive from Buffalo.
Okay, so you got basically a local kid. And how did you get yourself? How did you get a hold of him? And how did you discover him to help your team?
Well, I was gonna take him in the first round after watching film. He's got a 37-inch vertical leap. He's 6'2", 217 pounds. He's a big target. Has leaping ability, can go up and get it. Strong, powerful, good, clean route runner, and can catch in traffic. And I think, you know, with the defensive backs in the league, he can take it away from them. If it's a jump ball situation or it's thrown in traffic, you know, that ball's his.
Nice. And recap your first two picks, so whoever just logged in didn't get a chance to hear it. Go ahead.
Our first round pick was quarterback Lamar Johnson from Morrisville State University, which is up near Syracuse, New York. Our second round pick, we kind of went out of the area a little bit, but we feel like maybe we can bring him in, is Jerry Johnson. He's a center from Lincoln University. Lincoln University is known for their offensive and defensive linemen. And our third pick is Isaiah Young, wide receiver from Alfred State, 6'2", 217 pounds, 37-inch vertical leap.
Cool. Well, Zen, thank you for joining us this evening, and good luck up there in Buffalo, and I hope everything goes well. We'll keep in touch with you during the season.
All right, great. Thank you guys very much for having us on.
All right. And the final team to do their final pick is the Savannah Steam. And Bobby's there on the phone. Bobby, you ready for third and final pick?
Savannah Steam, third and final pick would be Kellen Burke, Jr. at Avila University.
Okay. Talk about him. How did you discover him?
He was actually one of the players on my team over there in Mississippi, too. And when I look at this guy, I see a future Marshawn Lynch.
So. Awesome. That's fantastic. And recap your first two picks. So if people just logged in and missed what you did, recap.
Okay. My first pick was Cordrick Mobley at Silver State. My second pick was Troy Griffin at a Southwestern Assemblies.
And then my third, of course, was Kelvin Burke Jr. out of Avila University.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, Bobby, and we'll keep in touch with you. All right. So, well, I guess we're finished here. Let's bring Coach, John Morris. Let's bring him in. Well, John, what do you think about the draft this evening?
It was great. And obviously, the guys did their homework before they got on the ball tonight and really checked these players out. I like the idea of, if you notice, the majority of our teams pick players that were somewhat local that would make it easier for them to come and play, you know, in our league. And not only they pick local talent, but they seem to pick up some pretty strong talent. I was actually on the line with Dennis Wilson. He was trying to get on, but I think we had an overload of people that were logged on, so he couldn't get on. But he had mentioned to me that his Facebook page and Twitter page was lighting up right now based on our draft and the people were talking about the draft. So I'm excited about it. It's our second year doing this with Mr. Wilson and USA College Football. And, you know, we're very grateful to be partnered up with them. And, you know, look forward to another solid season this year and, you know, bringing this additional talent on into our league to be able to showcase these guys in front of our fans is very exciting. So we're looking forward to another strong season.
And what's your take having two big D1 players from Florida State and Miami coming into this league?
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously over the years had our share of D1 players that have played in our league. So, you know, anytime you can, hey, look, there's some diamonds in the rough out there too. There are D3 players that, you know, find their way into the NFL, D2 players. So, you know, we don't discount those guys either. But anytime you can bring on, you know, these guys that have played, you know, in big arenas, you know, D1 arenas like that, you know, it's always a plus. So, yeah, we're excited about it.
Cool. Well, John, thank you for letting us do this draft tonight. We appreciate it. And let me bring in your counterpart, Dan, and let's wrap up the show. Now let me bring him in. Well, Dan, what do you think about your first draft? What did you think about, you know, all the great players that we got?
Well, that was a pretty awesome experience, I have to say. My years of doing indoor football, we'd never done a draft in the league I worked in. And this is pretty neat.
Oh, well, folks, that's the end of the draft here on HerbFM Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for John Morris to let us do this wonderful draft. If you want to, we'll keep in touch with everybody. And I think we might have Dennis Wilson on the phone. Let's bring in Dennis. Dennis might, you know, bring it. Dennis, are you on the phone? Dennis, are you there? We have a problem getting Dennis. Dennis, you there? Well, anyway, we'll wrap it up. So thanks for tuning us in here on Blog Talk Radio on HerbFM Radio. And now until then, I'm Chris Idell. Have a pleasant evening. All right, guys, we're all done.